So Vajrakilaya is one of the eight main erukas that were the teaching of Guru Rinpoche and the eight Vidyadharas, the awareness orders. And but among the eight erukas, Vajrakilaya is one of the main wisdom deity practiced by the Nyingma tradition, because it is the foremost one to dispel obstacles. Now, when we mean obstacle, it's not just obstacles in our life. Those are considered outer obstacle, but there's also secret obstacle, I mean, sorry, inner obstacle and secret obstacle. So those are the mostly the obstacles for our spiritual practice. So that, and then the secret one is more like the obstacle of falling into grasping to solid existence, to grasping to the ego, grasping to duality, and so forth, which mask the obstacle that mask the recognition of our Buddha nature. So in that sense, the Vajrakilaya is supreme to enact the Buddha activity in a swift way in order to dispel all kinds of obstacles. And also, it manifests, of course, as a wrathful form, but we clearly understand that wrathfulness in that case doesn't mean that any kind of anger or animosity, of course. It's more like an exacerbated form of compassion. Like, imagine a mother who sees a child about to be run over by a car in the middle of the street. She's not going to say, "Oh, my little one, would you mind coming this way?" She might push the child very energetically so that he doesn't get killed. So it is one kind of extraordinary compassion which cannot wait to free all sentient beings from suffering, from ignorance, from delusion. So that's the manifestation of the Buddha activity that Vajrakilaya is about. So therefore, it's a great merit, and also to thus, erect a mandala, a three-dimensional mandala of Vajrakilaya. And of course, not only that, I mean, by itself, it's something that will serve as a dispelling obstacle. But the best also way is if the disciples themselves, receiving the proper transmission from authentic masters at the right time in their practice, when the teacher, qualified teacher, thinks it's the right time to do so, engage in such practices for the benefit of all beings so that they may achieve enlightenment in order to free all beings from suffering. And so within all those different wisdom deity, Vajrakilaya is very swift path, and so that's why it's one of the main yidam, or like wisdom deity, meditation deity within the tradition of the ancient translation, which has been started from the second Buddha, Guru Padmasambhava, when he came to Tibet. Okay.